Russ Parr Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. And, of course, I'm paraphrasing a letter that I got from a lady who works in a professional office, and I guess she has these different patients that she works on. And the white lady basically told her that, you know, you see a lot of, you know, black men attracted to white women. And she was saying that these blondes were with these big black guys. Obviously, they were professional athletes and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. where she was. But she innocently said to her, she says, you know, a lot of white men are just not attracted to black women.
Hmm.
You know, because
but I think things
big.
Have I think things have changed, especially with the J-Lo's and the Beyoncé's. I think a lot of white men like curvaceous women.
You think? Tracy and Cincinnati.
I mean, a lot of white guys.
Dang, I don't have to announce myself anymore? Oh, my God.
Wow. We see the caller ID. We want to try to avoid it, but we go with it.
Listen, when I was in my 20s and I went to an all-black college, I saw what I wanted to see. And when I would see interracial relationships, it would make me mad. I've grown so far from them since then. But what I'm trying to say is this lady just does not get the picture. Maybe she just doesn't want to see it and she chooses to ignore it, but it does exist and she really needs to get off of whatever planet she lives on and come back to Earth.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You know, Britt and I were just talking about, I would say that I'm more, white men probably like me more than black men. I've probably been approached more by white men in my entire life than I have by black men.
If you're out on a street corner with your
I mean, you know what I mean? That's how they like it.
And
Britt's
saying
the same thing.
White guys are into dark-skinned women. And a lot of black guys
black men
like light-skinned
don't fool.
Girls.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that strange?
It's weird.
You know what? I'm telling you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Hello.
This is Rashawn from Baltimore.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, man.
Hey, I want to say, man, the reason why, in my opinion, that white men are not attracted to black women is not because of their looks and their size. It's about their attitudes. You feel me? Because I'm a black man, and I'm starting to dislike black women because of their attitudes.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe you can get into a black man.
Maybe it's you.
How about you? Get into black man.
Tweet.
Dave the Dude says white men don't want to deal with the stuff black women do. Like, black men don't want to deal, neither want a woman who wants to be a man. I'm not. Not Trying to Be Rude says black men sure marry more white women, too. I disagree with that.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Russ and Curry.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, Mary.
Well, I agree with you, Russ. You don't see a lot of white men and black women like you used to. I mean, it's more, it's a cultural thing or whatever. But my second comment was back to what y'all was talking about earlier about being in jail. All you got to do is just say, I'll meet you.
Yeah, you know, you call me back on that one, man. All right? You always come up and try to change the subject, man. And
yeah,
no
place
to
do it today. Get a life.
Yeah, I got controls over here. Hey, good morning, hello. I can just turn you off.
What?
Good morning.
Hi, this is Nikki from Maryland. I actually was an RA at a predominantly white institution, and we actually had a program where we talked about interracial relationships. Uh-huh. And something that I thought was really interesting, it wasn't that the white guys weren't attracted to black girls, because almost the majority of them were. Mm-hmm. They said they don't have the confidence to really go at black girls, because girls have so much they have so much confidence, they don't feel like they have the swag that black guys have, and they can't really obtain them.
I've heard that.
And you really don't need it, by the way.
Yeah. I have heard that white men. I've heard that from white men. You know, I'm always afraid.
Some McNuggets, man.
But you got to come strong. You know,
you're
going to.
No, no, yeah. Just some hot links. And never mind. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, I want to agree with the last caller. She is so right. Like, I've talked to white guys, and they said that they've just been afraid to approach black women because they're afraid that we will reject them. Yeah.
I've heard that.
I ended up doing, like, a study, and most of them said that they would date black women. Some of them wanted to even cheat on their white wives with black women, but it's mainly for like fantasy purposes, when most black women were looking for a relationship, not a fantasy fulfillment.
So the assertion that this lady made that white men are not attracted to black women is crap. Basically.
Well, I mean,
yeah, white men would love to be with a black woman. But what it is like she said, you have to be in the right environment. So, like, if we work together, that's almost like an icebreaker.
Yeah,
if we have a class together, it's almost like an icebreaker.
Sure.
So then I can kind of go at you later or, you know, in an easier manner without as much pressure on me.
Well, from the turn of time, I always felt that, you know, because we're in a new age where there are a lot of interracial couples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you see predominantly more black men with white women couple-wise, you know. But I think it's starting.
That's starting to change.
It's starting to change.
I mean, you're actually seeing commercials on TV.
Right.
I mean, I haven't done commercials in a long time, but when I was in Dallas 10 years ago, they would never cast me. I mean, I was cast with an Asian person and a Hispanic person, but never with a white mate.
Yeah.
Ever.
Right.
Now they're doing it, though.
Yeah, because it's accepted.
Sign of the
Things have changed in America. for the better.